Rib Lake Superintendent Lori Mannion with a report on last Thursday's Rib Lake School Board meeting.
Our board meeting last Thursday was probably one of the shortest ones I've been involved in since I've been here in my 6 years. We started out approving the board policies, the second reading on a bunch of the 300-level board policies, so those got approved. The board then approved the changes to all the school student handbooks and finalized the community fund 80 for $22,500. Then we heard from Nicole Franz, who is our CLC Community Learning Center coordinator, and we are in our final year of a 5-year grant. We receive approximately $100,000 to run our after-school program for K through 8th grade. So a really nice report from Nicole, and looking forward to our final year with that grant. Just a plug, we're always looking for part-time folks to help us out in the afternoon. That position runs from 2:30 to 5:30. So we're looking for about 3 positions there. If you're interested, contact Nicole at the school. We had the auditors in end of July, and so it looks like we're at about $20,000 in the plus on a $6 million budget, so glad to be where we're at there. They'll finalize that here in the coming months, but it was a nice way to finish the year and get started for the 17-18 school year. And then I spoke to the board about every 2 months. I'm bringing a preliminary budget forward to the board, and so with some changes, we are looking at a balanced budget as of now. Next week on Wednesday and Thursday, we'll have our new teachers in. Then the teachers all come back on the 29th of August and the 30th with a day off, so to speak. I'm guessing some of them will be working on the 31st, but students will be coming back on the 1st here, which is an interesting day, but the committee got together last year and wanted to get things kicked off before Labor Day. So, students, we start on Friday, September 1st here in Rib Lake.
Will that be all students?
That will be all students, yes, sir. Talked about the worst conference coming up, and that's the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance Conference, and that will be in October on the 30th and 31st. And we're excited. We have our own Barb Anderson and Garrett Anderson are going to be presenting on the afternoon of the 30th down there in the Dells on what they're doing with personalized learning. So we're excited to have them, and we'll be supporting them there as well. And then had, believe it or not, Russ, 2 more resignations for our school board. And so these are open immediately. People who are interested in either the district at large or if you live in the towns of Hill or Spirit, we have 2 positions open right now. So district at large, and the other one is the Hill Spirit position. And so we are interested in getting folks in, and that deadline is September 5th. So if anyone has any questions, they certainly can contact me here at the district, and then we will have it up on our website later today as well. It is a board-appointed 2 seats, and that's what happened on Thursday with our other position that was open. So the board itself will be appointing these until the seats are up again, and then it'll be election like it typically is. The board approved Courtney Cook and Chelsea Ertl. Both of those will be special ed aides and will be working mainly in the elementary school. So we're excited to have those 2 folks on. And the board approved our notification of academic standards, and by Wisconsin State statutes, we are now having to make that notification, so those will be also posted on our website for the 2017-18 school year. There was a resignation back in May for the town of Greenwood, and we were finally able to get a couple people interested, and so the board appointed Amanda Treffinger as our next board member for the town of Greenwood. So Amanda's been in, she has been sworn in, and so Amanda will be starting with the board in the September 14th board meeting. Then we were looking at moving some money into Fund 46, which is the Capital Improvement Fund, and there needs to be an official transfer, board approved, from Fund 10 to Fund 46. And as we wait for the state to get their budget approved, the board decided to put this on hold until we know a little bit more about what's going to happen there with the state. And then the final item was short-term borrowing, and the board, once again, is going to be moving forward with Quarles and Brady to support our short-term borrowing and getting it set up. And I'll be coming back to the board in October for a resolution for approximately $1.1 million short-term borrowing for 17-18. And then we moved into closed session for just a little bit. There was coming out, the board approved student attendance exemption and wrapped up and adjourned for the night.
Rib Lake School Superintendent Lori Mannion.